Hamas, Dagmash clan clash in Gaza as Israeli military withdraws. By Joel B. Polak on October 12, 2025. The Palestinian terrorist group Hamas is fighting in the streets of Gaza with rival armed groups, including the so-called Dagmash clan, while the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, withdrawal to agree upon lines is complete. The Jerusalem Post reported Saturday. Hamas appears to be preparing to exact vengeance on those opposed to its rule in Gaza. This will come in the form of mafia-like murders of those Hamas claims are collaborators. It will target clans and groups that have shown opposition to Hamas. It will also target those that have worked with Israel, or who it accuses of working with Israel. The BBC reported that Hamas recalls 7,000 fighters to reassert control over Gaza as fears of renewed internal violence emerge following the withdrawal of Israeli forces. The mobilization has been widely anticipated as uncertainty grows about who will govern Gaza once the war ends. This is a key sticking point for later phases of Trump's plan. Hamas has long used mafia-like gangland tactics to keep people in check in Gaza. This goes back to how the group emerged in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Hamas leaders such as Yahya Sinwar were known for brutally murdering collaborators back then. Sinwar is dead, but his tactics live on. Hamas has lost a lot of its larger weapons, but it retains AK-47s and can use them to murder people. Videos have already emerged of Hamas allegedly murdering people. Other sources, including Abu Ali Express, cite Arabic media sources, including Al Jazeera, noting that there have been fatalities in fighting between Hamas and armed groups in Gaza. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.